Hi, this is Cassandra. I'm so excited that you decided to listen to my Grow podcast. So thank you so much for clicking play, and I hope you receive something that you can use to grow in your own life. Right now, I am standing at the window of a hotel looking at a beautiful sunrise, and sunrises and sunsets just really speak to my heart and speak to my mind, and they help me understand how beautiful and magnificent and majestic God is, and how mindful He is of us. And I thought to myself, you know what? It's quieter here than it is at my apartment with the roosters and the dogs and the cats and all manner of festivities. So let me take this opportunity to record a podcast. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. So I wanted to bring up a woman who may be still, in the moment that you're listening to this podcast, a hot topic of discussion, a trendsetter for the moment, a role model to some, especially people who are wanting to rise to a whole different level in their career fields, maybe even in their mindset and possibly financially. And this woman is Cardi B. When I first got the idea for this podcast, I thought, how cliche to talk about what's trending and what's popping right now. And that really tends not to be my style. I run away from what's trending, I guess in the hopes of not being cliche. And I hope that this isn't. And if it is, I feel like there is still some value in the things that we consider to be cliche. So Cardi B is an example of someone who has gotten success, who's received success in many different ways. And I look at her, and it's interesting because you don't always have to know or love everything about a person in order to extract some principles about what it is that they're doing that you too would like to do. And I thought, what has made her successful? And if you don't know her story, I'm not the one to tell you her story. I'm sure that you can find it out, or you might already know parts of her story. But she's been able to come from what I'll say is point A, we all have a starting place, to where she currently is, which is point Z. I feel like she has risen above her status and circumstances and obstacles and difficulties and challenges. And I don't say Z as the end point. I just think that her next level may be A1, going to Z1. And every dimension and everything that she continues to do, I feel like it'll get better because she's mastered this formula. And I've extracted this formula to share with you all because I love to grow. And there's a Z that I want to get to. And I want to learn from people who have done it and are doing it really well. So the first thing that I've learned from Cardi B is that it is valuable to be yourself. If you followed her, she started out in our minds, in our hearts, in the public eye on reality television. And from the jump, you can remember the episode where she was introduced. She had a specific way that she was talking and certain mannerisms and a certain energy and excitement and personality. And even if we never heard from Cardi B again, if you watch the show that she was on, you will definitely, Love & Hip Hop, if you watch Love & Hip Hop, you'll definitely remember when you saw Cardi B come on the scene. And so when she blew up, I remembered the first time that I saw her in a scene on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Was it Atlanta? New York. Atlanta? Yeah, New York. So she's herself. What I gleam and what I extracted from her is that you should be natural especially until you figure it out. Some people try to be something else until they figure out who they are, but I believe the reverse is more effective. Be yourself. And if you're not sure who yourself is, be natural until you figure it out. Embrace yourself and love you the most of all. I think those are valuable because in a world that positions us to compare and to constantly change or morph into people, things, and images that we are not, it's so important and valuable to simply be yourself. I've noticed that Cardi B monitors her circle, and that's from an outsider view looking in, but it seems as though she does not have a huge social network outside of social media. I don't see a lot of people in her snaps with her or, surrounding her. It's not that she needs to have validation from the people around her. I think she has a really close team that cares about her and is there to support her dreams and her desires. And I think that's important to surround yourself by like-minded people, by a team that's going to build you up, and by the right mindsets. And you are like the five people that you hang around the most or that you allow to influence you. And so sometimes those people are not, they're human. I'm not going to say they're not human, but they are not people that are like presently in front of you. It could be people that you listen to in a podcast. It could be people that you follow on Instagram or on YouTube. It could be authors of books that you read. It could be your pastor or your spiritual leader. So the people that you allow to influence you really make a difference in your getting from the point that you're at to whatever your Z point is. The other thing that I've noticed about Cardi B is that she has, she's really shown forgiveness. And I mean that in the way that she's been mistreated, and she talks about that. If you follow her, if you read about her, seen some interviews, there's been instances and situations in which she hasn't been treated well for various reasons, but mainly in her relationship with her significant other, who was unfaithful, she chose to forgive. And socially, right now, at this moment, presently, that is not what is unique. What is unique is that she publicly chose to forgive him and stated that she herself is not perfect. And so she was able to humble herself and make a decision that she felt was best for herself. So she chose to let it go. And I'm sure letting it go didn't mean, oh, don't worry about it, it's cool, it's fine, I understand, it happens. I'm sure that it was deeper than that. And it's so beautiful that that's not our business. But what I gleaned from her is forgiveness. Because forgiveness often is, and I don't know who said this first because so many people say it, but it is like drinking poison and waiting on the other person to die. But you drink the poison. You're harboring the unforgiveness. You're still inside of your feelings with no way to release and to process and work through that pain onto the healing steps and the healing process. And so it's really important that we choose peace, that we set boundaries with people, with circumstances, and that we ourselves respect the boundaries that we set, because then we will teach others to do the same. When I was younger, I used to watch Dr. Phil all the time. I love Dr. Phil. And he always used to say, you teach people how to treat you. And so he would put the ownership back on the quote-unquote victim or the disgruntled, the disrespected parent, or the devalued spouse. He would put the ownership back on them to say, you have taught someone how to treat you. And so if you want them to treat you differently, you have to teach them to treat you differently. And oftentimes that is by how you respond in terms of boundaries. So I think that's beautiful. The next thing she does is she stays connected and grounded, remembering who she is, upholding responsibilities and still setting goals. So she's exceeded all of her goals and still continues to set them. And I think that's super important. When you reach your dream or your goal, what do? Stay there? We know that if you stay stagnant, really there's a reversal process that happens. And so it's important to continue to dream and to continue to push forward while staying grounded, staying connected, and remembering what it was that got you to the point that you're currently at. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So she's still like, social media helped her to climb to her success, connecting with people and being human and relatable. And so she's still doing those things, and now on a bigger platform. So now she is the spokesperson for different brands and is hosting different shows and doing commercials. But she's still connected and still grounded to the people who she knows helped her to climb the ladder of success. When I talked about responsibilities, that is important as you are striving for whatever it is that would make you successful, because you still got to pay your rent. Every step of the way, you have a price to pay, is what I jotted down. And you still have responsibilities, and not only financial, rent, you know, car payment, insurance, taxes. Like, we know a lot of examples of people who are rich and famous and they owe taxes. You still have to handle your responsibilities, and you're responsible. You're in the driver's seat. No accountant, no lawyer, no whoever is responsible for you paying what you are responsible to pay. But also your payment of time and energy, development and investing in yourself is part of the price that you pay, a part of the responsibility that you have to continue pursuing bigger dreams, bigger goals, and bigger aspirations. Something else that I love that Cardi B is doing is producing marketable content. And so she allowed herself to step into the limelight and realize, you know what, you all are invading my privacy. I need you to back up. And what's the name of her album? Invasion of Privacy. And so she found a way to produce content that was marketable, and it was about her life. I mean, there are definitely some like strictly entertaining dance type records on her album. For the most part, if I have dissected the lyrics accurately, she's telling a couple of different stories. And those stories, or that content, is marketable and it has sold. And last but not least, you need to make a decision. I know there was some point, and I would love to sit down with Cardi B and be like, girl, just tell me a little bit more. This is what I think that you did. Can you tell me a little bit more? What am I missing? But I guarantee there was a moment where she said, it's now or never. And she made a decision that what she wanted, she was going to put forth that level of effort. And if you watch the clips from Love and Hip Hop, New York, at the moment that she, I mean, the time frame, the moment that she had the opportunity to like put some things out, like at the first moment, it was really because someone wanted to change her image, and she was not, that wasn't a decision she was ready to make at that moment. Like, I'm not changing who I am and I'm not moving forward. But I believe shortly after, I stopped watching the show, but shortly after, there was a decision to get serious about the music business and to produce the content that was marketable and to have a vision of where she could go and to surround herself with the people that were necessary to do so and put in the time, the energy, the development, and the investment in herself. And I feel like making a decision, a simple decision, allows you to grow. When we are like, I'm thinking about all of those statements, when I hear them from my students, from my friends, from my relatives, I'm like, you're not ready. You're not serious. You're not ready. You're not serious. Don't tell me I'm going to try to get this essay done. No, you're going to get it done because it's due. Girl, I'm going to try to lose about 5 pounds. No, you're not. You're either going to not lose it or you're going to lose it. You know what it takes to do it, so get it done. And oftentimes our indecision is because we really don't know the value of our dreams and our goals, and we have yet to decide that our goals and our dreams are worth the sacrifice. And that's deep. It's like, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to put off temporary gratification or immediate gratification for the long-term satisfaction of having accomplished your dream and your aspiration? So I'll recap those points and I'll leave you with this thought. Well, I'll recap the points first. Be yourself. Monitor your circle. Forgive. Stay grounded. Handle your responsibility. Produce quality content, and that quality content will become marketable, and make a decision. I believe that the make a decision comes before any of those other steps really matter. I hope that you learned something today that can help you to grow and help you to be your very best, because we know that good is the enemy of great.